From the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University, welcome to another JPR Live session where we get to better know artists we admire and hear one-of-a-kind in-studio performances. I'm Dave Jackson. JPR Live sessions are made possible with support from the Talent Club. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. Portland has been in the news a lot lately in many ways that many folks wish it was not, but what we see there today is not really an unusual response to current circumstances for Portland. It's long been a place for the outspoken and creative folks there where they call it home, and the Portland music scene's a reflection of that creative and angst-ridden energy. And with me today is a representative of the Portland folk scene who caught our attention about 10 years ago with her debut, Before Machines. A native of the Pacific Northwest, she grew up in Washington and just released her seventh album, Animal Poem, on the Oregon-based label Fluff and Gravy. And true to her form, she takes deep dives, finding beauty in the mundane and asking often more than answering questions about the world around us. Anna Tivel, welcome back to JPR, and congratulations on Animal Poem. We've really been enjoying it.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Yeah. Coming up, I want to talk about what's behind some of the new tunes, but what's the concept of Animal Poem?
I think it's the one of the songs on the album, and I'm always sort of looking when I make records for, it's sort of like as you put a batch of songs together, you find out what you've been working through in your mind or what kind of stories keep coming up in your writing and what you've been sort of trying to parse out in the world. And I think I was sort of thinking a lot about the way we, the like brutal, beautiful way that we create and ruin everything that we touch, and the way that nature reflects that and how we learn it from the natural world. And I think Animal Poem was this kind of thought about how poetic and how kind of stunning and mysterious it all is, and also how just like feral we are at the same time, you know?
Right. Yeah, the last line in there, you could be someone who loves or you can be somebody else. Let me tell you, kid, the first one's the hardest. That's a interesting line. How did that wraps up your song? How did that come about?
That song I got off the freeway exit near my house, and there's often a woman sitting there with her little daughter, and she has a cardboard sign, and they sit on two milk crates, and they're asking for money. And this one time I got off, and she was digging through her daughter's book bag to find her a book to read while they sat there. And I was just kind of thinking a lot, and I think a lot of this album is like the stories that we tell. We're kind of in this constant state of trying to explain this all to ourselves and to each other. We're right. Telling stories, and we're changing the stories, and we're, and the stories can be just horrendous, or they can be hopeful. And it just got stuck in my mind, I think. She's sitting there, maybe having a really hard time, but still just like trying to keep her daughter entertained while they sit there at the highway.
Well, why don't you start us off with a song? You want to play that one?
Yeah, I'll play that one for you.
It's Anna Tivel in a JPR Live session.
Right. Courage is a tired mom, milk crate and a cardboard sign, trying to find a story for her daughter. This is how the world exists. Let me spin it for you, kid, in a way that's easier to swallow. Everyone is in a play, characters in constant pain, reaching for a way to taste some beauty. You can be someone who loves, or you can be somebody else. That's all there is. You breathe, then you're not. Lit up real neon bulb, everything is human love. Everywhere you look, there might be meaning. Chaos is an ancient art. You can cut the world you want out of any shit that you've been given. I don't know, and tell me more is a poem
that never fails, spoken in the language of a lover. You can be someone who moves and tries to move somebody else. That's all there is, you die in broken laughter. Ooh. Really fair, born into the atmosphere, breathing gold or stealing when you're hungry. Everyone you come upon holds a picture in their mind. Ask them and they might just show you something. Magpie on the dying grass, looking for a diamond or some trash to build a temporary altar. Everything's a turning wheel, it comes around. You're born, you feel, you leave the truth you stole for someone after. Ooh. Looking down to see the world spinning out into the vast forever. Flying is a faithful dance, animals suspended at the place where understanding touches vapor. Sorry and I'm listening is a poem that's always been beautiful enough to kill the darkness. You can be someone who loves, or you can be somebody else. I tell you, kid, the first one is the hardest.
That's Anna Tivel with Animal Poem, the title track to her latest release. She's my guest in a JPR live session. Find more about her, including her place to purchase that album, at annatyvel.com. So I was reading another interview you did maybe a couple of years ago or so, and you're talking about writing lyrics, and you just said, I love words, which is, it seems kind of obvious, but it's obvious to me you put a lot of thought into your songwriting. How do you get into that headspace to create like that?
I think I just love, the way people speak, like listening to kind of the musicality of language and the way like different writers, authors, and songwriters kind of string things together. And it's just, yeah, there's just something about the way that we can kind of mess with language to create emotion that exists in poetry or in literature and songs that, like maybe if you're just trying to relay a fact to someone, you do it in a certain way. But if you're trying to relay a feeling, you can muss it all up and you can kind of tangle it and create this thing. And I just really love that. I love the way different people employ that in their own speaking, or just whatever, at the gas station or anywhere. You just kind of, people have these ways of saying what they really mean underneath what they're saying. Uh-huh. I like that.
Yeah. I was really intrigued by the song Paradise. It seemed to me like you're kind of talking about enlightenment in there. Am I reading that right? What was that song about?
It started kind of thinking about the ways that we, kind of try to, let's see, how do I explain this one? Or like we're all kind of heading for this thing, whether we like it or not. And we have all these like tricks to avoid thinking about that, you know, huh. These things that we obsess about or hold close, and as a way to just like not think that we're all going to be done someday. And there's somebody close to me in my life whose way of doing that is to kind of hoard things and newspapers and items, and there's some kind of organization and intellect to it, and there's a kind of like ferocious avoidance of other things through it. And I was thinking of the things that I do in my life that are like that, and all the other ways you see. And yeah, I think that's where it came from.
I can really picture that junk drawer. It seems like you're talking about the rubber bands and the creamer cups and things like that. And then about Holy Equation. That's an interesting one too. Tell me about that one.
That one I read when I was writing the songs for this album. I've been reading every Wendell Berry book I can get my hands on, and really, really swimming around in his portrayal of small community and how the humanity that exists in really small ways ripples out into kind of how our larger systems function. But I was just thinking a lot about my neighborhood and my neighbors and how my different neighbors, you kind of like watch how people treat people in your neighborhood. You know, you watch the neighbors that cross the street to trim the other neighbor's lawn because they're sick right now, or you watch the neighbors that kind of keep their heads down, and how that kind of thinking about those people and then thinking about bigger and bigger and bigger the country and the world. And
you guys live in Southeast Portland, is that right?
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
That's an interesting place to watch people.
Well,
I'd love to hear another song. What do you want to play?
Yeah, I'll play that one, actually.
All right.
This one's called Holy Equation.
God bless this city, steel beamed and starless, exhaust and graffiti, a dirty glass forest, surrounded by faces, always a tourist. God bless this city, I've just gotta say this, whole thing is really keeping me humble. The discount groceries and the timing belt trouble. I'm waking up early, I'm bussing the tables. This whole thing is really a hopeless equation. The math doesn't add up, there's holes in the fabric of dreams. You see right through. Good luck to the lucky few. And God bless the rest of us fools. And God bless my neighbor, her pit bulls barking. The boyfriend who robbed her was searching for something to ease that feeling, that mortal labor. God bless that woman, she always waves at the old Russian couple who walk in circles. Bright colored kerchief and hard world smiles. The harshest language is one that fails to give a person endless value. The math doesn't add up, there's holes in the fabric of dreams. You see right through. Good luck to the lucky few. God bless the rest of us. Thank you. God bless this country, I cry about it. Gold dust blooming from black gunpowder, a proud explosion of hope and anger. God bless this whole mess, and God bless my neighbors. The purple bicycle kid rides home, his arms outstretched in the flight path soaring. A pickup swerves and honks his horn. If God exists, that math is holy.
It's Anna Tivel in a JPR live session. That was Holy Equation. It's from her new album, Animal Poem. It's out on Fluff and Gravy. You can buy it from her website, annatyvel.com. Is it in stores?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm never quite sure. It's definitely on my label's website.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
So in addition to your really insightful lyrics, your sound is, you're just sitting here with an acoustic guitar, but your sound on your albums is really well developed. And I was kind of comparing a little bit sound-wise Animal Poem to the latest album from Bonnie Light Horseman that was recorded live. And I heard you did that too. What's the setup like for that? It kind of, to me, that Bonnie Light Horseman album, it sort of had almost a four-dimensional live sound, and I'm getting that, like, at Animal Poem, too.
So. Awesome. I love that. Yeah, and I love that Bonnie Light Horseman album. Yeah, we made this one. There's a little studio called Anjuna right down the street from my house, and my good friend Sam Weber, he and I kind of produced it together, and I think I was really craving to just be free and make music as it comes out in that momentary time. We sort of practiced very lightly to just sort of know the forms anyway and not get lost in the songs. But we just sat in a circle and with no headphones, and we just had a little monitor that bled all over everything in the studio, and that, you know, so that I could hear, or because my voice is soft, and we just played in it.
Yeah.
We did some overdubs afterwards, but mostly we just played the music, and I really loved that.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't mean this in any way insulting, and I'll explain. I kind of call your sound a wait for it music, and I notice, you know, it's not something like, you know, don't bore us, get to the chorus, has to come out just banging to get people's attention. But you're always rewarded with your songs in the, if you just listen, it just kind of washes over you. And I really find that interesting. How do you go about the arranging? Because you're here with an acoustic guitar, and it seems to me that that's the bones of your songs. But in your studio albums, they just kind of expand and go all over the place.
I really love just drawing together friends whose playing really contains the kind of emotion that I feel in the songs. And then I'm not much of a planner. I really like to just kind of, we listen to each other, and whatever happens in that moment is what the album is. And so those are just people who's are intensely good listeners and great players, and they feel the stories and the lyrics and... Uh-huh.
I remember I saw you a few years ago, and you had a drummer, and I'm not sure his name anymore, but your drummer, I watched your whole show, and he never like whacked anything.
Oh yeah.
Just everything's all these just subtle things, and they're really intense and stuff. So who's in the band with you now? On the album anyway.
Yeah. That same drummer. Who's just one of the most lyrical drummers. I think nightly on tour, people say, I've never heard a drummer play that quiet.
Right. Yeah. It seems like so much restraint for a drummer.
Yeah. He's incredible. And he played, and my friend Galen played all the keys that you hear on there. And Sam played guitar. Mm. And then my good longtime friend Sam Howard played bass. Mm. Yeah, Jeffrey Martin sings a little harmony. The dog barks in the background. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, do you want to play another song? What do you want to play?
Yeah, I'd love to play another one. Let's see. I'll play I'll play this tune, White Goose, for you.
All right.
June was just around the corner, the rain, my only lover, green, so bright and tender, I got high enough to let it blow my mind. I was a kid in some past life, I shot a white goose flying south, crimson rose blooming across the empty wildness he fell out. Drunk with power, sick with pain, I laid in fields to feel something small and lost and full of thanks. I guess the rain just made me think of it. Of blue dragonflies on rubber, the cracked tires by the river, the pole of muddy water hiding quick flashes of silver. It's all right, in just a minute I'll be fine. I got the meaning wrong again, took for granted everything I need to breathe and feel and live. Tender green, the violent wind, I wanna let it make me change. Born, then blown around, then dead, I guess the rain just made me think of it. Five semis in the dark, the stars that map the night shift, driving back to Oregon on the burned out path the fire took. I could cry, only chimneys left alive. Is there a lonelier sight? The ghost of everything we loved and everything we didn't fight for. The wild midnight forest, the kid, the gun, the white goose, the wind, the tender green, the summer rain just made me think of it. June was just around the corner, the rain, my only lover, green, so bright and tender, I got high enough to let it blow my mind.
That's Anna Tivel with White Goose. She's my guest in a JPR live sessions from her new album, Animal Poem. You can find her music and her tour schedule at annativel.com. So right now you're touring with Jeffrey Martin. You guys don't always tour together. How do you guys manage like home life versus tour life and stage life and things like that?
All sorts of ways. Yeah, it's a constant navigation. Yeah, we've done so much touring, just sharing shows over the years. Mm-hmm. We just got into a world of separate tours for a while the past year or two, so it's really nice to be out on the road together again. It's like an old familiar way.
And to date, there has not been a Tivel and Martin album, but no. I'm sure it's been suggested. Have you guys given that much thought? Or?
We're gonna save it till we're like 92 years old. And
well, and you both seem pretty content with what you're doing, so it seems to be going fine for you both. Well, thanks for coming in today. We really appreciate your music. Thanks for that too.
Thank you for having me.
JPR Live Sessions are engineered by John Griffin of Luna's End Studios and made possible with support from the Talent Club. They have live music and cold drinks in a casual atmosphere in downtown Talent. Find their live music schedule at talentclublive.com. And later on, find this JPR Live Session at ijpr.org or wherever you find your podcasts. I'm Dave Jackson. Thanks for listening to listener-supported JPR.